Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Thank you, Steve, for that introduction, and a special thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded.
Just chill. Just chill. We're celebrating. We're out. You know, get comfortable. Not too comfortable, Jeffrey Toobin. Not too comfortable.
We've been planning since September of 2021 for the eventual end of Title 42, an authority that the CDC exclusively controls.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 261.
All right, day 261. Can you believe it? Day 274. Joey said he wouldn't do it. And, of course, he's turned the page. The mob, the media, they turn the page. But, of course, they're journalists. They get everything. They do everything the right way. They're not biased at all. You believe that crap? I'll sell you a bridge to nowhere. You know, I'm watching this Elon Musk thing unfold, and it really cracks me up. There's something about when you get to the point in your life where you just don't give an Adam Schiff. I'm at the point in my life, I don't care. I don't care what people write. I don't care what people say. I don't care what jokes they tell. I just hope they're funny. There's a certain freeing sense when you can get to your authentic self in life. And it's a process that, especially if you're in the public eye, you know, you're a little uncomfortable, you're a little, maybe a little bit introverted, maybe unwilling to be who you really want to be. I mean, I know so many people when you first meet them, they might be really, really shy for a long time. Then all of a sudden they start opening up more and more and more. And you begin to realize, man, all of that was going on in that person's head for that whole time. Like, Linda's a good case in point. I don't think you ever talked to me for the first 5 years you worked for me. And,
well,
you know,
you didn't know my name, so, you know, I figured I'd blend in with the
okay. War. Okay. It's the responsibility of the employee to get to know the boss that's like 5 feet away from
first
them.
First of all, when
first
I
of all,
first
no, 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 no. You just,
do you
just
know
sat
what
quietly.
I first did? No, do you know my first job with you? Because I started in 05-06, and I did my freedom concert with you. It was like one of the first events I did with you. I met Don from Lake Ronkonkoma in person, which was really fun. And, you know, I was new kid on the block, and I'm up there, and we stayed after for like, you know, because you met all the veterans, all their families. It was amazing. And you stayed for an extra like 3 or 4 hours after the event just to talk to everybody. And I came up to you and I was like, hey, Sean, do you need anything? And you looked at me and you went, who are you? And I said, I'm Linda. I work for you. You go, well, you what do you do?
You were pretty brand new then. I mean, those concerts were fun.
I felt very, very included. I was like, hi, I've been here
all right,
all day.
But for a long time, you got to admit, you just kept to yourself. You were quiet.
I did. I didn't talk.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, holy moly, this has been in there the whole time?
Well, but I was raised in the age of speak when spoken to, so I waited.
So Elon Musk, I'm seeing, look, obviously the guy is one of the richest guys in the world, so he doesn't need money. So he's doing stuff that he likes. He's doing the space stuff that he likes. He's building the electric car. You know, by all accounts, every person I've spoken to that owns a Tesla, they like it. I have not driven one, so I'm going to withhold judgment until I try it. One day I'll give it a whirl, and my buddy has one, so he'll let me borrow it for a day. He won't care. Anyway, NBC, he tweets out, is basically saying Republicans are Nazis. And then he goes on, he says, the same organization that covered up Hunter Biden's laptop story had Harvey Weinstein had that story early and killed it and built Matt Lauer, that supposed button that existed in his office. Lovely people. I'm like, whoa. He does not give an Adam Schiff. He doesn't care. And there are other people. I think a lot of comedians are like that. Like, one of the reasons I'm so compelled to watch people like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and Bill Maher less so. He's just so harshly partisan. Although he's saying something smart every week, like this week, you know, Democrats are idiots if they don't wake up to the fact that the working class in this country don't want open borders. And he's right in his observation, but he's very iconoclastic. And I like the fact that he speaks his mind, whether he agrees with me, hates me, that's irrelevant to me. And I just think that, wow, this is what's sending the left into a spiral to the point that they now want a ministry of truth, and the ministry of truth is going to be headed up by somebody who is the greatest disinformer, one of the top disinformers in our lifetime. I mean, you can't even make this up. It's so incredible to me. And we're going to have a lot more coming up later in the program about it. But, you know, how is it you pick a disinformer to head your ministry of propaganda? How did that possibly even happen? It's pretty unbelievable, but it's happening. And anyway, on some other good news, but I don't want you to have the wrong interpretation about this. More polls point to a complete obliteration of Democrats in November. Do not take that to the bank. Don't. There's a good article. It was on Town Hall, and they just go through all the different polls. Yeah, the conditions are right for Republicans to have what's called a wave election. But if they're going to raise expectations so high that let's say the Republicans got maybe even the highest majority they've ever had in the modern era, you only picked up 32 seats or whatever the number happens to be. They'll try and spin it as a failure. Now, for Republicans to take back the Senate, they got to hold. Now, think about this. They got to hold Florida. I don't think Florida is going to be hard to hold. Marco Rubio is very well liked in Florida. I think Herschel Walker is just a natural rising political star. I think he's the next senator from Georgia. I really do. That's going to be a pickup. I think Senator Tim Scott holds South Carolina. He deserves to hold South Carolina. He's done a great job for the people of South Carolina. I like him. Still have a primary. I've not endorsed in this primary in North Carolina. That is an important seat to hold as well. That's tough. I think New Hampshire might be in play. I really do. I know Scott Brown's wife is running. Former Senator Scott Brown's wife is running for Congress. We're going to have her on one day. She's actually really, really a strong conservative. But that's separate and apart from the Senate race. I believe Ron Johnson, I think the people of Wisconsin are going to see through all the outside money that they're dumping into Wisconsin to hurt Senator Ron Johnson, who has done a great job for the people of Wisconsin. I think he holds. I haven't really gotten too involved in the Ohio race. I know it's gotten a lot of pickup with the president supporting J.D. Vance, and Josh Mandel is in this, and I kind of have stayed out of it because I don't know. I don't endorse when I don't know the candidates well. I know Adam Laxalt well enough to support him in Nevada. I know Attorney General Brnovich to support him in Arizona. He's in a very tough race. I know Dr. Oz enough to support him in Pennsylvania. And some people just say, well, people don't understand my methods of how I go about endorsing a candidate. It has nothing to do with friendship, has nothing to do with the fact that I know somebody. It has everything to do with whether I believe they stand on the principles that most matter to me and a governing philosophy that the American people need. And then that's how I go about the process. Then you've got, what, Nebraska? Then we've got Missouri. I mean, again, I'm just going to let the people in those states, unless I feel strongly about somebody, then I just kind of let the people decide. Because they're the people that are watching every day. I hate Republicans killing each other in these primaries. It's gone way overboard. The amount of money being poured into some of these primaries is ridiculous. And I think in the end, it only weakens whoever wins the nomination to go up against the Democrats. So you got to run the table, though. If you think about all those states I just mentioned, every single one of them has one thing in common. They're all bellwether states. So to raise the expectations, Republicans will have to hold Wisconsin, pick up in New Hampshire, hold Pennsylvania. They will hold South Carolina. I'm not worried about it. They have to hold North Carolina. They have to pick up in Georgia. They have to hold Florida. They have to hold Ohio. They would need hold Missouri. I think Nebraska, too. I'm off the top of my head, I don't remember. But I'm pretty sure it's a hold. And then they need to pick up Arizona and Nevada. I think it's all doable. You know, wave election years, they take on a life of its own. 1994 was a wave election year. 2010 was a wave election year. If ever there should be one, it should be now. Because we've never had a worse president and a more radical Democratic Socialist Party than this one. You know, Democratic senators are running for re-election, begging Biden to finish Trump's wall. Look at Maggie Hassan, New Hampshire Democrat, making a trip to the border this month. Yeah, okay. Really? She's been virtually silent the entire time that this border chaos has been going on. Beto, Bozo, O'Rourke. Oh, no, don't lift Title 42. It's a bad idea. I'm all pro-Second Amendment. The guy that said, hell yeah, we're coming for your AK-47s. That guy. Mark Kelly has been nothing but a rubber stamp for Obama, for Biden and Schumer. Mark Kelly hasn't lifted a finger. Now, all of a sudden, you would think he's the biggest anti-illegal immigration person in the country. They're all full of it. And all of these people, they're now saying, well, we're going to let the CDC decide on Article 42, Section 42. It's not that they're going to do it after the election. They'll probably not do it now to protect. It's a candidate protection program. They'll do it to give cover to Democrats so they can say one thing publicly. And as soon as they're elected to a 6-year term in the Senate, then they'll turn around and that's the end of it. Good article on FoxNews.com, how Joe Biden's not running in 2024. Let me tell you right now, it's a miracle. This guy can even get out of bed every day. He looks so exhausted. He's so tired. And, you know, why are they pushing me so hard? He does less than one event a day. Anyway, so there was one report that he told Obama that he was going to run for re-election. And I agree with Ari Fleischer's analysis on FoxNews.com. It doesn't matter what he tells anybody. What matters is what's going to happen in November. In 6 months, if the Republicans take the House and the Senate, which I hope they do, but I'm not counting on it. I'm not raising your expectations to unrealistic levels. It is way possible. The country needs a check and a balance on this radicalism that's taken over Washington. But there's going to be an important election. It's an inflection point election. It's a tipping point election. And anyway, that's the day that Democrats are going to turn on Biden. Ari Fleischer's right. It's the day the whispering campaign among Democrats about, you know, this guy that will be soon to 80 years old is in good enough health politically, cognitively, to be the man at the top of the ticket in 2024. It's now going to burst out into the open. And they're all going to start now. There's going to be a circular firing squad. And that's why I urge Republicans, and I know these primaries get contentious, and it's really hard because you hate each other. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to support who the winner is, because it's too important for the country. And Republican infighting, remember what Reagan said, if you're 80% in agreement, you're not my enemy. You're my friend. We're never going to agree on everything. And this is the lecture that conservatives often got from the establishment. But then when a disruptor, an iconoclast that is espousing conservative principles and following through on those promises, there's no reciprocity with establishment Republicans. And the stories I'm hearing about the money that even Republicans, so-called Republicans, rhino Republicans, are throwing into these primary races just in the hopes that a Donald Trump-endorsed candidate won't win. I'm getting anecdotal information to me all the time about all of that. Anyway, so the outlook for Democrats rightly is bleak. There's nothing they can point to that has been successful. And it's definitely, Republicans have every right to be optimistic. But the only way it happens is if you get out and vote. And of course, we need integrity and confidence in our election systems. Many states have made changes. Many have not gone far enough, for sure. And we've outlined all of that. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SHAWN, you want to be a part of the program. Our record never going to a White House correspondence dinner stands. I'll tell you, it's a simple reason. I don't like them, and they don't like me. I don't hate them. I don't want to hate anybody. It's wrong to hate people, but I just don't like them. So I'm not going to sit there and act like I like, hey, so good to see you. Let's take a selfie. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, we'll get into that. I actually thought that Trevor Noah was never funny to me, ever. And I just saw clips. I didn't see the whole thing. And he went after everybody, including yours truly. And I actually thought it was funny. And it finally, somebody got it. You know what made Jay Leno and Johnny Carson so successful? You know what hurt Dave Letterman towards the end of his career? He became bitter and political. You know, the reason that these late night shows that used to get monstrous ratings, 3, 4 shares, 5 shares, you know, and are down to like, we beat them every night on a bad night on cable TV, is because they're not funny and it's all politics all the time and it's all one-sided. They basically have said to half the country, we don't like you, get lost. Because you're just insulting their intelligence every night. So, and I never thought Trevor Noah was particularly funny. The stuff that I saw online seemed funny. We'll talk more about it later.
John Kerry, making America green, one Learjet liberal flight at a time. You just can't make this stuff up. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Watching, a lot of these primaries now are taking place. A lot of these races are very close. I don't think, Linda, I don't think I've ever seen it's not true. Let's be honest here. When George Bush 43 went into South Carolina, he had to win South Carolina. I mean, that might have been one of the nastiest primary races I've ever seen in my life. But everywhere from Ohio to Pennsylvania, I mean, it is what they're doing to Ron Johnson. I just hate it because Republicans in a lot of these cases, like, for example, I like Dr. Oz. I see these ads about Dr. Oz. He's unrecognizable to me. And I'm like, okay, none of this is true. But
they don't care about truth.
No, they don't. Well, these are Republicans as opposed to. We're not supposed to be Democrats.
These Republicans, they're still busy fighting each other. They forgot they're supposed to be fighting the other side.
No,
that's the problem with our side of the party.
Well, it's always a circular firing squad, and it always ends up in the end. It can hurt in a general election. It doesn't necessarily have to hurt in a general election. And I think people to some extent expect some of this, but it's just so particularly vicious and vile and nasty. And it's pretty much everywhere that I've been watching some of these primaries go on. And, you know, if somebody that I know becomes unrecognizable to me, you know, it has an impact with voters. And, you know, if you go to any focus group, any polling company, and they ask the question, do you like negative advertising in politics? They're always going to say, oh, no. Oh, no. Then why did politicians every year use it? Because that type of thing works. And there's no fact checking. You don't care. They create impressions. They edit, you know, something into just the opposite of what it actually really means. And it's bizarre to watch on the one hand, and this is why good people don't want to run for office.
Look at the context. I mean, if you think about when Trump was running and all the times that you interviewed him and how many times people would say he did this or he did that. And you would say, oh, really? Well, I don't remember that. Where did you see that? A perfect example is when someone says Trump is a racist. And I'm like, well, you know, that's really scary. Can you give me an example? No. Trump pays all of his people. There's not a single complaint against him, or at least very few, with all these businesses he's run. You have all these other politicians who've never run a business in their entire lives. And then you have somebody like Trump who's like, you know what? I'm going to donate parts of my salary every quarter. It's going to be public knowledge. You're going to know all the charities that I give it to. Was that ever reported on any of the left? No, they don't care about that.
You know, what's funny, because our friend Rose Tennant, and Jim Quinn, who used to do their morning show together, Quinn and Rose, which was like,
I was just talking to her about you literally 10 minutes ago. She just texted me. I'm not even kidding. She just was saying hi about you.
So I know this for a fact. So there was some ad. I have no idea which candidate. There's a whole bunch of people running in the primary. And I know Oz is in the lead, but I know it's been a tight race. And she looked at the ad and contacted Oz, I think, or did it, or maybe asked him on the air. I don't know. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air. And the same with Quinn. And because it made Oz seem pro-choice. And when you go into Oz apparently, that all this was unbeknownst to me. I didn't know at all. I don't even know if he knows that Rose and I are friends or Quinn and I are friends, because they're two of the greatest broadcasters in Pittsburgh ever. And so Oz sent them the entire tape, the entire whatever segment that he might have done. And in the segment, he says, I am proudly pro-life. Did she tell you that story?
Yeah, we talked about it at length, actually.
Oh, and it turns out, and this is the problem. I don't mind the advertising. I don't mind people take it on their opponents. But, you know, when I look at politics, one of the things I most dislike about the Democratic Party is that they just lie. I mean, Republicans are racist, they're sexist, they're misogynist, they're homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic, they want dirty air and water, all that crap.
But here's the problem with Republicans, they don't fight back properly. Oh, I am? Okay, give me an example.
Well, they're trying to fight back. Okay, how do you fight back when people say, well, if you are pro-life and you're pro-Second Amendment and you're pro-law and order and you're pro-low taxes and you're pro-energy independence, and you got a bunch of people that see you're in the lead, and then they just pound you with ads that are totally, completely false. What are you supposed to do then?
Right. So you turn around and you spend whatever ad dollars you have, and you go out and you do every public event that you can do, and you speak at every town hall and every public park.
And then you do that, but then you're also dealing with another factor in all of this.
What?
You know how much money in, for example, in Wisconsin, how much out-of-state money is going to rip and tear Senator Ron Johnson apart?
Oh, of course.
It's tens of millions of dollars. The same thing's happened to Oz in Pennsylvania. Tens of millions of dollars. The money's not coming from Pennsylvania.
Oh, God, no. There's so many outside.
The money's coming outside of Pennsylvania. The money's coming outside of Wisconsin.
All those influencers.
Brnovich has experienced it in Arizona also.
Yep. And every strong conservative is getting hit by the hard left that has one agenda. And that is to be as Marxist and as socialist as they can possibly can be for the next year so that we can get the midterms out of the way and then they can get whoever they want to stay in that office, because we all know Biden's not running the show. Biden's not running anything right
now. Well, there's one other thing that's happening, too. Rhino Republicans,
the worst.
You know, they're looking at who Trump supports and they just want Trump's opponent to win just to make Trump look bad. That's happening also this election cycle. Now, that's a new phenomenon.
I don't think it's new. I just think it's more prevalent this election cycle. I agree with you that it is. It's out in rare form, this election cycle.
Oh, no. They're getting huge dollars. You know,
it's ridiculous.
Republicans. 100%. It's ridiculous. And it's sad. I mean, you know, you also have to look at somebody. You know, who are the people that can win a general election? You got to look at that. You have to ask that question. Nobody wants to ask that question. But if you're going to be honest, you know, some of these people can't win a general election in a statewide race.
Listen, there's a lot of great people that are really talented. They have a lot of special gifts, but some of it's not charisma. And part of what you're doing when you are a politician is knowing how to sell your message, knowing how to tell people.
I got that.
It's important.
But then how do you deal when you're being lied about? I mean, we deal with it all the time. We deal with
but
it.
But I think Oz has done a very good job.
I don't even listen to it. Huh?
I agree with you. But Oz, you know, he's a professional speaker. He's an orator. He's a surgeon. He's a very accomplished individual. And I have to say, he has hit his critics head on. When they came to him about, you know, a transgender interview, when they came to him about the pro-life issue, when they came to him about not living in Pennsylvania, whatever it was, he had the
answer. Amendment, they went after him on energy.
That's right.
They went after him on everything.
And he had an answer. That's the most important thing. You have to have the answer. And that was the same thing with Trump.
But if you have, I don't care which state we're talking about, Ohio, Arizona.
Ohio's insane right now.
Wisconsin. Yeah, I mean, and then a lot of people ask me, well, why didn't you endorse in this race or that race? And my honest answer is because I don't know them well enough to give the endorsement.
Exactly.
But it's look, in the end, people that have access to tens and tens of millions of dollars, no matter where it might be coming from, it's certainly not coming from the states. It's not coming from Arizona. It's not coming from Wisconsin. It's not coming from Ohio. It's not coming from Pennsylvania. A lot of this money comes from way outside, and they just dump one lie after another. And then people that are voting, they don't have time to study the issues like we do.
No, they don't.
You know, like Quinn and Rose, can you imagine this? They took the time to find out, is this true? Then they got whatever the tape was. I didn't even see this ad. I have not seen it. And
it's running. It's running in PA. It's all the time.
Okay. So you live there. So, you know,
I do. That's how I know. Yeah.
And I'm like looking at it. And what did Rose say when she saw the whole tape?
She was like, my God, I cannot believe how out of context this is. It's absolutely horrifying. I mean, it's not just a lie. It's a blatant. It's such a mistruth. It's completely out of context. And you're literally disparaging someone to the point of defamation.
I know. You want to know why good people won't run for office?
Yeah, no kidding. And I think they could do a lot better of a job if they got out ahead of it.
Here's another point. Why is Donald Trump so? Why did Donald Trump fight so much? Because he had to most of the time. There's certainly fights he didn't have to be involved in. Certainly fights he didn't have to pick. I think fighting the media is a waste of his time. I was actually glad in the last interview I did with him, and I said, "Well, if there's one thing, you're not going to answer the question if you're running, but if there's one thing you would do differently if you ran the next time, what would it be?" And he kind of paused. And then he said, I think I'd stop paying attention to the corrupt, you know, media mob. He doesn't call it the media mob, the corrupt fake news media. And I'd focus on solving the problems that Joe's created. And I thought that was maybe one of the best answers he ever gave because it was thoughtful. And I think he realizes that he's wasting their time with them. I wouldn't spend any time ever talking to the New York Times. I mean, how many times over the years have all of these outlets requested that I do interviews with them? And I'm like, you out of your mind? You've got to be smoking something really strong because it's not happening. And am I afraid of an interview? No, I'm not afraid of an interview. But just why bother wasting my time when you've already, in all likelihood, already written the story and there's just no point. Just print your story, print your eyes and move forward, you know, and we better get these some of these races right. I'm supporting Ron Johnson. I'm supporting Brnovich. I'm supporting Oz, regardless of these ads that are running in all of these states. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I haven't decided. I'm supporting Herschel Walker. I'm supporting Tim Scott. I'm supporting Marco Rubio. And, you know, when I know somebody and I trust somebody, then I tell you. Confidence in Biden's handling of the economy is in a total, complete free fall. Public confidence dropped a whopping 17 points since last April. Last year at this time, 57% said they had confidence Biden would manage the economy. Only 40% feel that way today. Bank of America economists now say a recession is looming. They said a sharp, unexpected downturn in trucking demand since the beginning of March could be evidence of a looming economic recession, according to the to Bank of America strategist. And one of their analysts, the managing director of Bank of America Trucking Research, shows that shippers see rapidly softening demand for trucks, with a gauge tracking truckload demand falling for the fourth consecutive month to its lowest level since June of 2020. This is, quote, near freight recession level. On an annual basis, the gauge has plummeted 23%. Wow. That's a big deal. Like every other indicator that we have. This is, I'll tell you, there's only one thing I didn't like about the clips that I saw. I think I read them on Mediaite about the White House correspondent dinner is, you know, Joe Biden is there laughing his ass off, you know, and getting a kick out of a joke. When Trevor Noah, who was actually funny in this case, he says, basically, Joe, you know, inflation, everything is really looking up since you've become president. Gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything up. Really been a tough time for you, Mr. President. And you see Biden laughing. I don't want to get too sensitive about jokes because it's only a stupid joke. But however, there's an out-of-touchness here. I mean, for the Washington Post to be reporting the White House officials are weighing income limits for student loan forgiveness. Why are we forgiving anybody student loan? Why is that? I mean, if you took out a loan, but you made a promise to pay it back, why should somebody else be working hard and you empower your government to take their money away from them and then give it to you to pay your loan off that you should be paying back yourself? I don't like to give financial advice, but I did like what Warren Buffett had to say, Berkshire Hathaway chairman. And he said that, you know, the one thing, the best thing you can do in these type of economic times is to be exceptionally good at something. If you're the best doctor in town, the best lawyer in town, if you're the best whatever there is in town, You're going to give, people will give you some of what they produce in exchange for what you deliver. Whatever abilities you have can't be taken away from you. they can't actually be inflated away from you. So the best investment by far is anything that develops yourself and is not taxed at all. Now think about that through the prism of whatever you're good at, whatever trade you're good at, whatever your job is, if you're good at it, just do it better and find ways to monetize it. When young people ask me for advice about their careers, I usually say, what do you love to do? Because you're going to be doing it for decades of your life. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Listen, want to remind you, in these inflationary times and everything costing a fortune more, Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.